From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah has now had more than 6,900 confirmed cases of COVID-19. That's according to new numbers released today by the Utah Department of Health. The department also announced two new deaths, bringing the state's total to 77. One person had been in the hospital, the other at a long-term care facility at the time of their death. Still, more than 3,700 Utahns have recovered from the virus, and about 163,000 people here have been tested. After a failed attempt to limit local government's authority over stay-at-home orders during last month's special session, Utah lawmakers plan to try again. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
A bill introduced in the virtual session would have allowed the governor to modify or veto local health orders and required elected officials, not health departments, to be the ones to issue them. But the bill received a wave of pushback from people who thought it gave local governments more power. Republican Representative Steve Handy says when the Political Subdivisions Interim Committee meets in June, reviving that concept will be a top priority.
We have the statutes authorize these appointed officials to make these extraordinary decisions. This should be something that should be left in the hands of those who are elected.
Cameron Deal with the lobbying group Utah League of Cities and Towns says they supported the bill.
It found the right balance between the governor's authority, the health expertise of local health departments, and the decision-making authority by local elected officials.
However, Representative Handy says he expects legislation in next year's general session aimed at repealing the ability of local governments to issue their own stay-at-home orders. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
As Utah moves into the low-risk phase of its pandemic response, gatherings of up to 50 people are now allowed. And while most summer classes at universities in the state will be online, schools are working out what sports programs will look like in the fall. In a panel hosted by the University of Utah today, athletic director Mark Harlan says they're planning to have football games come September, but the details are still unclear.
We're turning over every stone, working with our stadium partners, but the thing that we know is true, we're going to focus on safety, but we're also going to focus on the ability for us to do it in the best possible way.
Harlan says there might be smaller crowds, staggered entrances to avoid lines, and digital-only ticketing. The NCAA said earlier this week, start dates will be left up to state officials and university presidents. Utah-based essential oil company Young Living announced today it will keep the majority of its employees working at home for the rest of the year. The move will affect about 1,200 people employed at the multi-level marketing company's Lehigh headquarters. In a release, Young Living cites increased productivity among workers and a decrease in carbon emissions since transitioning to a mostly remote operation March 13th. The president of the Navajo Nation is asking the National Park Service to keep the Grand Canyon closed as COVID-19 continues to ravage the reservation. The park reopened today as Arizona's stay-at-home order expired. Navajo President Jonathan Nez said in a statement he hoped the park would stay closed until the infection rate on the Navajo Nation was flat. 141 new cases were reported on the reservation yesterday. In April, the average price of natural gas hit its lowest level since March of 2016. Now, the largest taxpayer and natural gas producer in Wyoming, Ultra Petroleum, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Clark Williams Derry, an energy finance analyst, says the industry had already been having difficulty generating cash and raising money on Wall Street.
The coronavirus has just made everything that much harder for the industry. It's cut demand, it's cut prices. We're seeing that much more difficulty for these companies in refinancing their debt.
Williams Derry says many expect more bankruptcies to come. A new report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration expects a 5% reduction in overall natural gas production in 2020 from the year before. Utah is the 13th largest producer of natural gas nationwide. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.